More than 4 months after a pipe bomb exploded at the Olympics in Atlanta, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is still trying to find out who planted that device. Two people were killed as a result of the bombing in July at Centennial Olympic Park. The FBI held a news conference in Atlanta this afternoon depicting the scene of the crime and playing the emergency 911 tape. Officials also offered a substantial reward for information which could help solve the case. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The FBI indicated that agents have talked to hundreds of people, collected thousands of bits of evidence, even reconstructed the backpack which was used to conceal the bomb. Yet federal agents have not found those responsible for the crime. In hopes that someone will recognize the voice of the person who made the emergency call shortly before the pipe bomb exploded on July 27th, the FBI released this short audio tape of the 911 message.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Agents believe the person who made this call may have disguised or altered his voice, but they're still hoping someone may recognize the caller. At the news conference this afternoon, the FBI also displayed several enlarged aerial photos and diagrams of Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta. Large red arrows pointed to the location of the backpack, which contained the pipe bomb. Deputy Director of the FBI, Weldon Kennedy, released some new information about the bomb and the backpack that was used to transport it.
We now know that the powerful bomb was placed under a bench in front of the NBC Sound and Light Tower between midnight and 12:45 a.m. The bomb weighed over 40 pounds. It was carried in a green military-style backpack commonly known as an Alice pack.
It is now also clear that security guard Richard Jewell was not the only one to see the backpack. Officials have talked to a group of young people who were watching the concert in the park that night. This group noticed the backpack and, according to Weldon Kennedy, nudged the pack so that it fell flat on its back. Kennedy says this may have prevented more of the bomb fragments from exploding outward, which he believes would have been even more deadly.
So that when the bomb went off, the majority of the blast went skyward instead of laterally or parallel to the ground. Had it been left in place, apparently, where the explosion would have been directed parallel to the ground, we would have seen a huge number of casualties and many, many, many more people killed and injured than what actually occurred.
The FBI also announced it is offering a reward of up to $500,000 for information, photos, or videotapes which lead to the arrest or conviction of those involved in the bombing. The FBI didn't offer a reward earlier, Kennedy says, because the agency continued to get information that has now been processed. Now that officials have an idea of what the bomb looked like, they hope that this information will jog the memory of those who were at the scene, perhaps leading to other photos that have not been turned in. The FBI's news conference comes as members of Congress are expressing concerns about how the FBI has handled its investigation. A Senate hearing into the matter had been scheduled for this week, but has now been postponed. At today's briefing, officials denied that their plea for more information from the public and their offer of a hefty reward is related to any congressional inquiries. I'm Kathy Lohr in Atlanta.